Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Malapit na naman ang tag-ulan at magiging malamig na naman ang panahon. So if you or you know someone suffering from different skin conditions, United Home, manufactured by Unilab, offers products na makakatulong sa'yo at sa iyong pamilya. Starting with United Home Dermatec, you won't have to deal with psoriasis or eczema because it has mometasone cream or ointment that can provide relief for your itchy, red, and scaly skin. Plus, United Home Dermatec is only at half of price and available in all leading drugstores online. Meron din silang United Home Wheatfields, the number one Wheatfields ointment in the market na nakakatulong matreat ang alipunga, buni, an-an, and a lot more fungal infections. Pero kung ang main concern mo naman ay pimples, cavities, or galis, United Home Sulfen Ointment ang makakatulong naman sa'yo. It can soften and loosen the crust on your skin and can destroy itch mite. There has never been a better time than now to try and keep you and your family safe and healthy with United Home. Avail yours now in Mercury Drug and other leading drugstores nationwide or click the link on the description and welcome United Home to your homes. Sabi nga ng mga nanay, United Home, ganun.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
That's impossible. How can we unite if we don't know what we were uniting for?
I actually hate Mr. Peanut Butter kasi sobrang positive niya.
Kasi why is someone acknowledging me? I'm a big star, you know?
I fucking love what they did with Margo Martindale. As in yung character actress Margo Martindale.
Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is Yudes!
This is Ina.
This is Sari.
And Athena here.
Ah, ang sigip. And y'all are listening to...
Good Dazzers!
Kamusta mga kapitbahay? Na-miss you ba kami? Grabe,
dapat,
1 week.
Tangina nyo.
Dapat lang, no?
Ganyan. Grabe, 1 week lang. Charet. So, we're very happy right now because, you know, at the time of this recording, is kick-off na ng campaign season. And we're very, very happy to see the growing momentum of our mga kakampaigns. Ganyan. And guys, pagpatuloy lang natin ang pag-campaign kay, ano, kay Lenny. Because never again.
Yes.
And, yeah. Anyway, for this week, mga kapitbahay, may introduce kami na bagong concept for the barangay. Bagong concept or bagong activity for the barangay. Baka namin ito ginagawa? Wala. Kasi wala na kami experiences. Nahubos na after 2 years of pandemic.
Ano ulit? Sorry na nawala ka. Ano sabi mo?
Bakit namin ito ginagawa? Wala. Kasi naubusan na kami ng experiences after 2 years.
Totoo naman. Alam niyo mga kabarangay, hindi kami magpe-pretend. I mean, hindi kami magpe-pretend na, wow, we're always so fresh. Parang, alam mo, lahat tayo naging biktima ng pandemya. Na ano, parang, so ano na nangyayari sa life ko? Parang, on the way to banyo, on the way to sala, gano'n.
Nakakatawa yung on the way to banyo. Kasi totoo yan, madalas ako nasa banyo. I have a very active stomach. Ano yun, Sari?
So, ayun na nga. So, panahon na para kami na yung humawak ng aming kapalaran. So, kami yung magka-create ng mga experiences para sa aming lahat. Ganun.
Yeah. Kasi
ganun paano. Ganun
ko ba yan? Kasi magbagong buhay na daw kami, sabi namin.
Oo. Kailangan natin magbagong buhay, guys.
So, we're actually, for this season, one of the new things we're trying out is we're trying to do some kind of a weekly challenge. Well, not really weekly, pero you know,
we're gonna try our best.
We're gonna try our best whenever we can to do these challenges, you know, for a period of 1 week. Kaming mga kudazers, we're required to do one thing and we have to do it as a in a form of a routine in a week. So, and then what we're going to do is by the end of the each week is we're going to record our experiences with it and, you know, talk about it. What are our key takeaways? Kasi, guys, ang tagal na namin hindi nakapag-bonding. Alam mo yun, yung parang bonding na we're in, meron kayong one experience na pinagdaanan ninyo together. Kasi yung bonding namin ngayon, kamusta ka? Ano nangyari sa'yo this week? O ito nangyari sa akin this week? Alam mo yun, lagi separate yung mga na-experience namin as people. So ito yung para ano namin, parang team building activity namin.
team building activity.
Hindi man lang nagpansol.
Oh guys, ano siya, remote team building. So, alam niyo, kasi 'di ba uso na ngayon yung ang weird yung mga bagay na dapat group activity, dapat remote na siya ngayon. For example, yung mga marathon. Siguro yung asawa ko kasi addict yan sa marathon.
Ano yun?
Oh, goldfish lang. Yung asawa ko kasi, ano siya, runner talaga siya. Parang ngayong pandemic nga, jumubilar siya ng very light. Kasi nga, hindi na siya makatakbo nung height ng pandemic kasi di ba closed everywhere, bawal, ganyan-ganyan. So, di siya nakapag-jog. So, every year kasi, I think he joins at least 2 marathons. So, nung medyo lumuwang yung pandemic, hindi pa rin pwede yung group marathon. Pero sumasali siya ngayon sa mga virtual marathon. And I never knew that could happen. Bale, parang mag-download ka lang ng app. Tapos may yun lang yung proof mo. Na, tumakbo ako ng
42K.
Oh, you ran. Ganun.
Do you have to do it in one go? Or...
Depende yun eh. May mga ibang runs na kailangan one go malamang. May mga iba na ano na pwede mong putol-putulin. Mm. Kasi hindi naman talaga siya, for example, sumali kami doon sa parang takbo para kay Lenny. Hindi naman siya contest or anything. It's really fundraising. So, pwede mong putol-putulin. So, para, di ba, para kami tanga parang, sige, 2 kilometers per night tayo.
Alang cute! OMG!
Kaya. So, yun. Marathonist. Sure.
Yeah. So that's what we're trying to do with this, ano, with this experience. Maganda rin sana to in a vlog format, no? Pero wala, hindi pa kami camera ready lahat.
Motong journey na to, ganun. Saka naisip namin na para kung need nating ng dahilan or parang push para magawa yung matagal na bagay na gusto nating subukan. Ganyan, sama-sama natin i-try gawin ito, ganun.
Yan. So, let's see. This is our pilot, ano? This is our pilot episode. Tingnan yung pilot episode ng ano, ng weekly challenge namin. Tatlong linggo namin prepare.
Tao lang kami, guys. Pero hindi kaming trabaho. Sorry po.
Yan. Sige. So our first episode is actually what they call this. It's very similar to one of our former episodes from the previous seasons. So shout out dun sa episode namin na maybe I'm the toxic one because that episode is the inspiration for this one. Right after that kasi, that episode, you know, just a little bit of backstory. Right after that episode, we kind of got, I think there was a period nung December na parang buong Kudazers nanonood ng BoJack Horseman. Or pa ni BoJack Horseman yung pinag-uusapan doon sa ano?
Hindi, si Athena kasi.
I recently finished BoJack Horseman.
Oh, kaya yung
GC natin. And as a panghugas, nag-demand ako. Sayo, nag-demand. Nag-demand ako ng episode. Kasi hindi ko malabas yung frustrations ko.
At saka naalala ko nung last season kasi that we were talking about BoJack. Hindi pa, di ba, Athena kept saying sa episode, huy, gusto ko panood din niya.
Tapos hindi siya nakarin. And I'm like, fuck.
Oo, kaya yun, nung time na yun, nung sumasabog yung GC, tas puro BoJack, kala mo nanonood tayong lahat, hindi si Athena lang yun.
Ah, ganun. Ala, tayo nagpapasa ng GC.
Yan, you anyway, just revealed so yeah, yourself. That's our first. Nakamute kami.
So that's our first weekly challenge episode is to watch the whole, well, not the whole season, but to watch a good bulk of BoJack Horseman for us to talk about it. So before we go on with the episode proper, guys, we're raising up a trigger warning. So guys, so mga pag-uusapan namin will deal about depression, suicide and allusion to it, suicidal ideation. So, and in the whole nine yards. So, listeners' discretion is advised. So you've been warned. And at the same time, also a spoiler warning is in effect. So again, listen at your own risk. Sige. But I think kahit kasi ano, magbigay lang ng spoiler warning, it's different when you watch it na eh. Ako
yes,
lang ba?
Yes,
it's
yes.
Different when you kasi watch
kahit,
yung ano.
Kasi
yung,
medyo maraming yung spoiler dun sa...
Anyway. So, yeah. So guys, spoiler warning.
Ano yan, Athena?
And before we start this...
Naririnig ba tayo, Nicole?
Hindi niya tayo naririnig. Gibbs, naririnig mo kami.
Hello, hello. Naririnig niyo ba ako?
Yes, hello. Welcome back. Ano?
Hold on. Ito, wait lang. Yung pinto binubuksan ko.
Gibbs, mag-pencil test tayo. Mga kapitbahay. Ito yung gawin. Dito yung ginagawa sa ano, di ba? Sa Zoom. Para matignan ko may lag yung isa. Haba ng goldfish natin. Hello!
So, hello mga kapitbahay. Andiyan ba kayo? Sorry ha. Bagal ng internet ito.
Mag-pencil test nga tayo, Yudes.
Ano yung pencil test?
Bale, ano, te-test natin kung may naglalagay sa atin. So, I'll say pencil. Tapos, as soon as I say it, you say it after me. Mga kapitbahay, ganito yung ginagawa natin ngayong pandemya. Okay? So, okay. Ready na po lahat?
Ready na po.
Apo.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Pencil.
Pencil.
Ay, galing noon. Yung nahuli ba? Sa akin, wala. So, yes, Yudes, welcome back. So, ano, hindi ko na maalala yung sinabi mo kanina.
Sorry na mga kapitbahay. Bagal ang internet. Marami kami bisita ngayon. Anyway, so before we start this episode proper, we'd like to give a trigger warning for all the listeners out there because for all sa mga hindi nakakalam, BoJack Horseman is an adult-oriented TV show. So it deals largely with very raw and sensitive topics. So we will talk about depression and the whole nine yards that, you know, that come along with it, that go along with it. And at the same time, of course, we're also putting up a spoiler warning. So, sa mga nakikinig na mga kapitbahay, listen at your own risk. So, you've been warned. Yan. So, also, Martin nga pala, miss ka na namin. Kaya, alam mo,
Martin, sa repeated convo natin, balik ka na, please.
Si Martin, paano pa... Pasensend na lang ng memes. Ganun. Pasensend na lang sa GC ng memes.
Well, ano na lang sabi ni Martin, makapag-send ka ng meme para isipin nila kaibigan ko pa rin sila. Ganyan.
Charot lang, Martin, oh my God, mag-reply ka naman sa akin, Martin.
Ayan na yan. Sige, sige. So, sige, before we start, siguro let's give a short background muna, no, with BoJack Horseman. Ano nga bang BoJack Horseman? Anyone wants to, ano, na wants to give the kapitbahays a...
Ayan, si Athena kasi kakanood niya lang.
So basically, si BoJack, ano siya, huge superstar siya. Tama ba? Superstar siya nung 90s.
Nung
90s. Like,
ano ba, paano ko ba i-explain to in like the most simple way. So para siyang si ano. Ako, para siyang kunyari sa Friends, 'di ba? Sikat sila ng 90s, tas ngayon medyo yung ibang cast doon, hindi na sila sikat ngayon. So basically in the present day, si BoJack hindi siya makaget over doon sa popularity niya from nung 90s. Tas ngayon, fini-figure out niya, it started with fini-figure out niya kung ano na yung next step niya sa career niya. Yeah. Tapos,
if anything, he's haunted by his success during the
90s. Yes.
And also important to know that he's still riding on that fame. Parang, hindi naman siya, hindi naman siya,
nalaos.
Gusto ko sana sabihin na no shade to BoJack, pero parang hindi naman kasi siya totoong tao, hindi siya mo-open. Sasabihin ko. Pero alam mo yun, hindi naman siya ganun, yung character ni BoJack, hindi siya super like Leonardo DiCaprio level star. He was just, you know, a star but not sobrang bongga. People know him, but he's not like, so literally yun yung intro song, di ba? Parang back in the 90s,
I was in a very famous TV show.
Ganyan. Yan, sige, lakas maka-pencil test ni Tony, tayo sabay-sabay.
At saka guys, ano pala, it's an anthropomorphic format. So when we say anthropomorphic, parang animals are given human-like qualities.
So yun, so he's literally a horse. Tapos,
kabayo siya.
So yun yun, parang he, it's, on the surface, I think that's what BoJack is. It's him grappling with the fact na, okay, matanda na ako, and you know, I was famous once, and then what? But, but I think most of all, is lalo na sa later seasons ng BoJack when it got darker, it's really a lot of the characters and you know, central si BoJack exploring the toxic behaviors that they had when they were younger. Not even younger, like 20 years ago. Like even si Diane, diba? She's not that old, but you know, she had some problems na kailangan niya i-sort out sa self. It's so difficult to explain it. Kaya sabi ni Yudes, it's kind of like we can't give a spoiler warning kung ano yung aantayin mo sa BoJack. Pero it's just so...
Even yes, when we talk about
it's
even,
exactly like that.
Even when we talk about it, talking about it is one thing, but to see how the characters are really dealing with the shitty situation that they're around in, it's and, galling.
And yung very praised sa BoJack is yung nuanced view niya on, you know, people trying to change, people grappling with their past. Mm-hmm. And their past sins. Kasi, you know, sa BoJack, grabe yung totoong portrayal na hindi linear yung pagbabago. Some people, they can, you know, they can change. And in an instant, like si Robert Downey Jr., right? He really changed. He really changed for the good. Pero si BoJack, hindi ganun yung naging journey niya.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, you know, he would always constantly backslide into the bad habits that he did. Actually, parang parang yung level of fame ni Robert Downey nung 90s, parang ganun nga din yung level ng fame ni BoJack.
Yeah. Parang, although si ano kasi, movies talaga si ano eh.
Oo. Pero si RDJ din kasi na lagpasan niya eh. Yung addiction and everything.
Mm-hmm. But I think hindi naman siya intense. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's intense, pero hindi naman ganun ka out of this world yung mga na-experience niya katulad sa BoJack. but I guess that's cartoon for you. But anyway, sige. So that's the premise, no guys. There's a lot of themes going around dun sa show na BoJack. And I think, diba, I think it's brilliant that they use animals as what they call this, as representation of some of the characters. Because on the one end, it gives them license to really push the boundaries. Because, you know, at one point, you will always, nasa suspension of disbelief ka na, ay, hindi to totoo. Gets mo ba?
Yeah.
Because they're animals. And I think, you know, I think, you know, just thinking about it, that's a brilliant way of parang always reminding the audience na, okay guys, this is cartoon, so horses don't do crack or horses don't drink. Yeah, so anyways, okay, let's start. What's your favorite episode from BoJack Horseman?
My mother said that everything is worse now.
That's pares kami. Free Churro is the best episode for me sa BoJack.
Yeah.
So yung tsaka yung near death experience niya.
Yeah. So can you give us or the Kapitbahays a background on the Free Churro episode? What's why did it stick sa'yo?
Kasi dun ko talaga nakilala yung background story nung nanay niya. And medyo nag-make sense na talagang si BoJack is parang naging result siya ng domino effect ng bad parenting. Or people who doesn't, like, parang necessarily know kung paanong magpalaki ng bata. Or someone who isn't ready for a family. Ganon.
Ina, you call that generational trauma, di ba? Mo yung ano.
Mm-mm.
Yung like, hindi pa nila napaprocess yung trauma nila. Because they have their own kids. And then they treat their kids badly. You know, all the same.
Tas kasi di ba parang yung mga episode before nun, lagi niya sinasabi na meron siyang trauma sa mother niya, ganon, kasi hindi siya tinirato ng mabuti ng nanay niya, ganon. Tas nung namatay na siya, talagang doon natin nakilala yung kung bakit naging ganon si BoJack. So parang medyo at some point, nagkaroon ako ng understanding sa side ni BoJack na kung bakit siya naging ganon. Like, super Kasi parang before, like parang, oh, ang dali niya kasi i-hate, ganun, dahil sa dami ng ginawa niya. Tapos nung nakita na natin yung past niya, parang nagiging mas real siya as a character. Mm-hmm. Kasi like dun sa buong BoJack Horseman show talaga, ko napatunayan na as in wala silang ginawang perfect character. Like lahat sila merong ano, toxic trait. Hello?
And go.
Hello, nawala ba ako?
Nope, si Yunsu nawala.
Ah, okay. So, ayun, yun yung favorite episode ko. Mainly because si BoJack lang yung nagsasalita. And talagang naramdaman mo yung pain na nalabas niya yung galit niya. And also, na-realize niya na at some, na kahit may galit siya, mahal niya pa din yung mom niya.
True.
Like, super grabe yan kasi talagang isipin mo yan, hindi siya mula pagkabata niya as in super baby, hindi na maayos yung pagtrato sa kanya ng nanay niya. But even then,
And you see it in previous episodes, diba?
Yeah, tsaka kahit nung ano, diba, hindi niya inalagaan, like nilagay niya sa parang home. Yung nanay niya, tapos parang sabi, bigay niyo yung worst room sa kanya kasi wala akong pakialam sa kanya.
Give her the worst room. Yeah.
Oo, ganon. Tapos biglang nung namatay na, yung ano, sabi niya, open casket na nga lang yung ano, yung gusto mo, pero hindi ko pa nagawa yun. Tapos parang, grabe, naramdaman ko yung parang pagsisisi niya pa din na hindi niya naayos yung relationship niya sa mother niya despite na alam mo yun, naging totoong tao, parang it's at some point, kahit horse siya, naging totoong tao siya, yung experiences niya. Hindi siya yung ano, like, totoong nangyayari siya sa totoong buhay. Dami kong sinabi. Oh my God, that's my favorite episode talaga.
It's really amazing. I love that episode.
I think I feel a paradox dun sa, ano, dun sa eulogy ni BoJack. I think that's one of the speeches we wish we could say during our eulogy for, you know, bad thoughts ahead. During our eulogy for our parents. But then we also wish we would never have to say. Gets nyo ba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think, diba, sabi nga ni Mitch Album, diba, parents damage their children one way or another. Or at one point or another. And that sticks with you. And of course, no parents are perfect. For those who, you know, who have a very good relationship with their parents, treasure that. But then, because, you know, the bitterness pile up over the years and you feel like, oh, fuck this, fuck that. I'm not going to, what do you call this? I'm not going to feel this anymore. Or I'm not going to care anymore. But then, that speech, speech, that eulogy by BoJack Horseman perfectly capsules my wishes and my fears if ever the day comes and they ask me to deliver my parents' eulogy. Yeah.
Pero alam niyo, napansin ko lang din na parang si BoJack, lagi yung regrets niya, it's always, alam mo yun, like, for example, yung sa, ano, yung sa friend niya na binetray niya. Sino ba yun?
Herb.
Si Herb, di ba, parang mamamatay na siya, tsaka niya lang nare-realize na, I need to apologize to this person, ganyan, kasi parang mawawala na siya. Ganon. Yeah.
Tapos, ano pa yon? Gusto ko dun sa app na yon. He really needed he was parang trying to speed the process of healing up. And pinipilit niya si Herb tanggapin yung apology niya and the guy was having none of it.
Yeah, because
siya pa yung nagalit na parang, why won't you accept my apology?
Oh, kasi parang sinasabi niya, nagsusorry na nga ako, di ka ba masaya? Parang as if naman na parang yung forgiveness is kailangan ibigay.
Yung reply din na Herb, no, ang scared.
I forgot that sabi niya.
Parang
season 1 yan, di ba?
Parang, yes. No, I'm not going to give you that. I'm not going to be your sympathy crutch or something. I'm not going to be your crutch. I want you to feel guilty. I want you to carry this for the rest of your life.
Imagine mo yun, sabihin sa'yo yun ang kaaway mo. Tapos mamamatay na siya. Tapos yun yung last conversation mo. Like, girl! Oh my God.
Because, you know, I really think kasi in parallel sa Pinoy films, ganun, it always has to end that way. I mean, for not all Pinoy films, of course, pero yung the usual ones that we watch, it always ends in that, yung kailangan mag-forgive. Kasi syempre, of course, if it's a mainstream film, sometimes it has to end on a happy note.
It has to promote Filipino values.
Oo. Pero kasi parang I think in real life, meron lang talaga mga bagay na hindi ko talaga papatawarin. Hindi talaga. May mga
so guys, context. Herb Cazaz was the person who parang who created yung show ni BoJack Horseman for the 90s, which was Horsing Around. So sometime around the mid-90s, Herb was involved in a, what do you call this? In a scandal. He was outed as a homosexual. And we all know kung ano yun, yung taint na that creates, the unnecessary taint it creates on your reputation back during those times. And, you know, Herb was let go. And he was really hoping that, you know, BoJack would be, get his back. Diba? Na parang, BoJack, ano, parang pare, ano naman, sabi mo naman na if they fire me, you'll leave the show. Ganyan. But then BoJack didn't. And when Herb was, you know, became an outcast in the Hollywood scene, in the Hollywood scene, BoJack was nowhere to be found. Then years later, you know, Herb had cancer, diba? And he was already dying. And BoJack found it necessary for him to, what you call this, visit Herb. And then that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tsaka i-relate lang natin sa mga nangyayari sa buhay natin ngayon, ano? So yung paghihingi ng pagpapatawad pero walang accountability, walang kwenta yon.
Yes.
Paghingi, what do you call this? Yung paghingi ng unity between the two parties.
Yes.
That's,
oh my God! Nang walang accountability.
That's impossible. Yeah. How can we unite if we don't know what we were uniting for? We cannot sweep things. We cannot just simply sweep things under the rug. There are just some things you cannot sweep under the rug, especially of certain enormity. Guys, when we say enormity pala, it's not hugeness. Enormity is monstrosity. Vocab word of the day, enormity. Anyway, yan, if such, yung parang yung ginawa ni BoJack, diba? Diba? It doesn't work that way. Anyway, yeah, Ina.
Ako ba? Ah. So ako, pares kami ni Athena, I think. Of course there are so many good episodes ng BoJack. Yung isa sa akin, I think both of them are related to the mom, which is my noong una when I, 'di ba, because Time's Arrow comes before Free Churro. Mm-hmm. Time's Arrow is the backstory of the mom. That was my favorite until Free Churro. Ako, I really 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 relate to that side ng story ni BoJack. Because ako, I really have a very strained relationship with my mother. And I've never seen, not really I've never seen, but I don't know, they just really made this so good. How they captured the nuance of BoJack wanting to, you know, to reach out to his mom. Kasi diba, I don't know kung ganun din ako, pero personally, napaisip naman ako, am I really, you know, groveling for my mother's approval? Hindi naman. Pero kasi yun yung issue ni BoJack. He really wanted his mother to love him. Pero, yun nga, the mother is very cruel towards him. Ayaw niya si BoJack because she thinks BoJack, you know, the birth of BoJack ruined her life. Pero yun, to me, showing yung backstory ng mom ni BoJack dun sa Time's Arrow, and then after that, yung Free Churro, it really, you know, captured the nuance of people and how, this is so weird, people, pero they're horses. Yung family nila, they're a horse, right? Pero alam mo yun, na-capture niya yun, na parang, and it's not even, and it's also in a way, not making excuses for them.
Yeah.
Na parang yung mom ni BoJack, she was like that because she also experienced so many things na, you know, very tragic and very dark sa buhay niya. And knowing back then, there was really no way to process that. Parang people just expected na pag may dinaanan kang dark, you just move on from that. You'll get better. Di ba usually, meron pa silang mga lines na parang pag nagkaanak ka na, parang magiging, magiging okay ang lahat. I don't know if that's the exact line, but I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. Said to me, or said to some other woman na, hindi, pag nagkaanak ka na, maiintindihan mo. Tsaka, ah, yung ganito, yung pag nagkaanak ka na, babait ka. I really, really hate that. Parang, why? Why are you saying na pag nagkaanak yung babae, magiging okay siya?
Fast survey. Have Uh-oh. All of you experienced that?
Ako, alam mo yun, parang I hear that all the time na, ah, pag nagkaanak yan, magiging mabait siya. Or pag nagkaanak yan, magiging okay siya. I don't know, kayo, Athena, Isari, narinig nyo na ba yun before?
Well, narinig ko yun sa mom ko mismo.
I think parang, somehow, ako din.
Na parang people expect, parang ganun eh, that's how society was and probably is. Na parang pag babae ka, kasi yung quote-unquote, yung
inbuilt, ano?
Oo, yun yung built-in mo. Parang pag naging mother ka, magiging nurturing ka, magiging mabait ka. Alam mo yun, na ini-impose sa mga tao yon na you have to be a mom. Eh no, yun nga, di ba, yung nangyari sa mom ni Bojack na she wasn't ready for it and then hindi din naging maganda yung support system niya. Ano, hindi yung mom ni Bojack. Yung mom ng dad ni Bojack. Am I correct? Si yung sugar plantation guy?
Hindi, di ba, may-ari ng sugar plantation is yung family ng mom.
Family ba no, ma'am? Nalito na ako, wait. So, yung mom ni Bojack. Hindi. Yung mom ni dad ni Bojack ba yon or mom?
Mom ni Bojack yung mayaman kasi di ba yung dad ni Bojack na parang ano lang, indie.
So, kaninong, sorry guys, ang tagal ko na napanood yung episode na yun, pero kaninong mom yon yung kasi di ba yung mom
yung
ni
namatayan na, yung namatayan ng anak yung mom ni
I have half of mine yung ba
yung mom ng mom ni Bojack, tama?
yes
yon. So see, parang grabe yung passing that on to the generation. Yung mom ng mom ni Bojack, you know, I mean, as much as possible, I think her husband tried to help her eh, nung nagkaroon siya ng depression over the death of their son. Pero hindi na-process yon. So, and then here comes si Beatrice Horseman who ran away with this guy and then she got pregnant and then she realized she wasn't able to reach her full potential and her dreams. So, she lashed out at her son. As soon as he was born, parang she thought that because of the arrival of her son, nasira yung buhay niya, nasira yung mga pangarap niya. And then si Bojack naman, wala siyang anak himself. Pero alam mo yon, because of the way his mom treated him, he was also a very shitty person. And to me, very stark yon, because they showed, you know, the events sa buhay ng mga horsemen without forgiving them or without excusing them for that. Ito yung mga nangyari sa kanila. You sympathize with them, but at the same time, the way they lashed out at other people and treated other people because they're gonna be using their trauma as an excuse, it's also, you know, wrong. It's pointing that out. And to me, kaya sobrang favorite ko yung Free Churro. Number one, as an actor, sobrang it was a cartoon performing, but Will Arnett's monologue, the way he
oh my god, true.
It's so good. It's just 20 minutes of him talking about his mom. Tapos may mga jokes, and once in a while, alam mo yun, bigla siyang magiging serious. Tapos nagsisprak siya. And it was just so good because parang nakuha niya yung conflicting feeling na, alam mo, minahal naman ako ng nanay ko eh. I mean ako, I'm gonna speak from my personal experience. Alam ko naman, recently my lolo died. And that was such a Bojack thing because my mom said this and I said, if my mom dies, I'm gonna say the same thing. So before lowering down my grandfather's coffin sa ilalim ng lupa, binigay yung mic sa mom ko and she just said something so short. Sabi niya, hala, naiiyak ako guys, sorry, kakamatay lang na lolo ko. Sabi niya, si daddy hindi siya perpekto. Tapos my mom was crying. Sabi niya, si daddy hindi siya perpekto, pero pinag ano yun? Oh, fuck. I messed up that line. Retake, char. Ano yun? What's the Tagalog word for... Ayun, ito. Retake. Ito na yung tamang, tamang statement. Si Daddy, hindi siya perpekto, pero prinotektahan niya kami.
Oh.
That's what she said. And I do remember my grandfather being imperfect. When we were young, he was always drunk. Nagwawala siya. Sometimes he would, you know, shoot his gun in the air. He would chase people na may itak siya. And I do remember when I was young, nagtatago kami lahat as a family sa isang room. When my grandfather was drunk, doon na kami nagluluto. As in everything, di kami bumababa. And when my mom, ngayon, matanda na siya. And when that happens, whenever my mom would, you know, have an episode and she would lash out, nagwawala siya, I would tell her na, we have to address this. And then to her, on her end, she said, bakit ganon si daddy nung ganito siya nung bata ako? Pinapabayaan lang namin kasi mahal namin siya. Bakit kami daw hindi namin siya ma-accept as somebody like that? Na parang, it doesn't work that way. And I understand na on her end, wala siyang ginagawang mali because parents do as they do.
Mm.
But you know, mm-hmm. on our part, as the new generation, kailangan natin i-cut yon.
Mm.
And I really sympathize with Bojack and his relationship with his mother because mahal niya naman talaga yung nanay niya. It's just that, of course, you cannot blame him for really, really hating her because she was very, very cruel to him. But at the same time, sa end ng mom ni Bojack, you know, being critical about his career and what he does, on her end, that's how she loved him. Because and that's why she was always, and that's why she was always saying, you're so ungrateful. Kasi minahal kita. And I think that's the same thing that resonated with me. Yun nga, when my mother said, eh, bakit yung tatay ko nagwawala siya paglasing siya? We were fine. We just moved on with our lives. And now na ako yung nagkakaganito, you can't accept me. Diba? So that's, to me, that's very, very stark. That's why when the mom died and he said, my mother is dead and everything is worse now. That could be me a few years down the line. Because I cannot forget what my mom said nung my grandfather died. And I'm so sure I'm gonna say the exact same thing when my mom dies. My mom was not perfect, but she tried to protect me. She tried to be the parent that she was. And you know what? It's okay if you have those feelings towards your parents because they're human. It's okay, but that it doesn't mean you're a bad person. Yeah, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. But yeah, it is very complex. You can love them, but you know, there are things that are unforgivable na ginagawa nila.
Yeah.
What's important is, you know, on your end, it should stop. You can't do that to your kids because their children, what do they know? Di ba?
Yes.
Parang biktima lang sila nun.
Mapipick up nila yun eh as they grow up. And then, ina-apply nila yun sa buhay nila and to other people. So, it won't stop talaga.
Yeah. It's truly madly deeply. So, ayun. Nabi ko sinabi. Go ahead, Sari.
Ako, alam mo, kasi isa ako sa unang nakatapos yata ng mga episodes na yun. So, parang, ang tagal na nung huli ko siyang pinanood. Tapos, ang pinaka... Hindi kasi ako yung tipo na tao na may favorite episode. Lalo pag marami, hindi ko na nga maalala yung mga pinasabi.
Mas moments yung ano.
Tapos parang pag narinig ko lang yung mga kwento nyo kanina, parang dun ko lang naiisip na, ah, nga pala nangyari din yun. Pero kasi ang sinundan ko talagang kwento dun, for some reason, lagi ako nakaabang sa kung ano bang next na mangyayari kay Princess Diane at saka kay Princess Caroline.
Mm. Ay, oo! Kasi after mo may kikwento ako, go.
Ayun, kasi parang lagi may look forward ano kaya yung next decision na gagawin niya at paano niya kaya susolusyonan ang problema na to or paano niya haharapin. Tapos makikita mo one way or another makaka-relate ka sa isa sa kanila.
Yeah.
Pero ang I think kung may pinaka-favorite episode ako is yung I think yung huli na talaga kasi dinurog nun ako eh na parang until the sobrang patient ko as a person na parang titry ko intindihin kasi lagi ang mga tao. Kahit gano'n ka pa kasama, iniisip ko kung ano ba yung reality mo, bakit ganito tumakbo yung reality mo, how this is, why are you like this, sa mga response mo. So ganun ako kay Bojack, na parang until the very end, umaasa ko na may maganda sana mangyari, or alam mo yun, parang merong ikakapayapa ng buhay niya at the very end. Pero parang hindi ko pa rin nakuha yung ganung feeling after kong panoorin siya. So parang nadurog lang ako.
Oo, no, nalungkot ka lang talaga.
Habang inisip mo na, shit, tinapos nila yung series, hindi nila hinayaang manalo lang basta si Bojack, eh parang gusto kong manalo siya. Kasi parang natatakot ako na parang, what if ganun lang yung buhay mo as an artist? Ako, pag nakita ko, nung nakita ko siyang ganun na parang, bigyan nyo naman ng panalo, tinatry naman niya eh. Hindi lang talaga.
Oo, kasi nakaramdaman mo yung will to change ni Bojack.
Kasi yun talaga yung parang, ano ba yun? Ba't ganun? Ang dami na nangyari oh. Sinamahan ko na nga siya sa gaod ng buhay niya yan. Tinignan
ko. Putangin ay sinamahan.
Diba? Para tinubaybayan ko yung lintik na buhay mo para lang malaman may chance ba na magbago. Yeah. May chance ba na maging mabait ang buhay sa'yo at ikaw maging mabait sa buhay mo. Tapos hindi binigay. Ano yun, diba? Okay. Parang mo, lahat yung pinagdaanan niya lang. Niyo sa kanya yung biggest piece na pwede niyang makuha. So parang doon ako, I want him to win kasi parang pag nakita ko siyang manalo, baka sakaling manalo din ako, ganun.
Although I think yung ending naman is very realistic.
Yeah, I think ano,
na walang nanalo in the end.
Hello, hello, I'm Wincy.
And I'm CJ.
We're 90s kids, and you know the one thing we really miss?
Long and intimate talks on the landline.
Telebabad sessions where anything goes, where the conversations cover everything, even tough and awkward topics.
We've talked about why people cheat, your 20s versus your 30s, our travels abroad, and our thoughts about movies and TV shows.
So tune in to Telebabad Tapes wherever you get your podcasts. We're powered by Podcast Network Asia.
Tara! Telebabad tayo!
I understand yung sentiment ni Sari, but you know, if I could offer a different perspective, no? I think it's frustrating from our end as viewers because we didn't get that white picket fence ending. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Wherein we see Bojack already in that state of clear or maayos na yung buhay niya. But I think yung final moments niya with Diane dun sa rooftop, I think, you know, kung babasahin natin yung eksena, I think it's safe to say na he got the piece that he wanted. Although the difference is it was only just the start. Diba? What was happening there? They were at the party, diba? They were
sa kasal ni Judah. Oh, I love Judah.
I love him. Siya lang yung gusto kong character doon. Oh my God, Judah. Yeah. Tsaka si Princess Carolyn, they were
engaged, and Diane being overwhelmed by large parties, you know, she went to the rooftop. And then Bojack was with there. Was there with her. And then for the first time, you know, there was nothing that was happening. It's just them watching the night sky. And for the first time, diba, sinabi, it's both, parang one of the final lenses. This is nice. This is nice.
Uy, grabe yung iyak ko doon. Grabe yung iyak ko doon. Grabe talaga.
Ako yung ma-explain. Sa Hokey Pokey. Yung ano, that's the point. You turn yourself around. That's parang, Todd!
But you know, I don't know if you're being smart or stupid. Oh, I can't tell too.
Alam mo, sobrang smart ng character ni Todd.
Ni Todd. I love him.
I love
para
Todd.
Para siya smart Sava.
Saka ang alam ganda ng ano niya, character, naging comfort character ko siya kasi ang ganda ng character development niya.
And ano, parang ano yun, meron ako nabasa ng Threadbar article na parang what a lot of people kind of forget is Todd at some point is not at some point. Even if he's a very, you know, honky, funny character na cute, he also has his own toxicities. Kasi nga ganun siya. He was just cruising through life. And he was just getting lucky. Mm-mm. Towards the end of the series, nag-mature din siya. Di ba? Nagka-business siya na legit. Yung alam mo
yun. Yes. Yung Mr. Peanut Butter.
Oh, siya yung ano, siya yung pinaka naging successful in fairness.
Oo. And because yun nga eh, that's the point. Na to me, that's why sa kanya nang galing yung paninigaw kay Bojack. And in-apply niya yon. Nung sabi niya, you just don't get to do, I'm paraphrasing, you don't get to do that. Yung, you act shitty, then you say you're sorry, then you just do it again. You
blame your shitty childhood, you blame your shitty circumstance. No, you're not the problem. Those are not the problem. You are your problem.
So I think parang to me, as soon as Todd realized that, nag-mature din siya. Di ba dati kasi, although swerte siya ha, yung wala siyang ginagawa, chill lang.
He
tapos
got
may,
out unscathed. Relatively.
Tapos alam mo yun, mauhulog na lang yung swerte sa kanya.
Yung rock off na yun.
Yung ano, yung naging governor siya.
Di ba?
May natatsan lang naman siya. Tapos okay, ikaw na yung governor.
Tapos parang ano, yung napadaan lang siya sa office, tapos naging CEO siya, yung mga ganong level. Pero toxic din yon. I mean, in a sense, you know, that was Todd's toxic behavior. He was relying too much on luck na hindi din naman tama. I really think na at some point, kailangan mo din mag-mature.
You have to pay your dues. Yeah.
Yeah. Sino favorite character nyo?
Princess Carolyn!
Ako, si Dayan. Ako, oh my God, si Dayan talaga. Oh my God.
Ako, ano?
Mr. Peanut Butter.
I actually hate Mr. Peanut Butter kasi sobrang positive niya.
Yun naman yung toxicity ni Mr. Peanut Butter.
But then it makes sense. But then it makes sense because he's a golden... he's a golden retriever.
Di ba? Yun yung ano nga, yun yung toxic behavior on the end ni Mr. Peanut Butter. Hindi niya fini-face yung mga problems niya. Kaya di ba parang he moves on from one girl to another, tapos pabata ng pabata. Kasi ayaw niya mag-mature.
Pero kasi yes. Yun yung tuntua ako kasi aso siya.
It parang, makes sense.
Tapos parang, oo, hanggang sa huli parang iniisip ko lang, alam mo minsan talaga yung mga, may mga tao na hanggang dun lang yung intelligence. And alam mo yun, and kung ano pang intelligence dyan, meron sila limitasyon, kumbaga. So, maging patient ka and understanding. Yeah, kasi yung realidad talaga nila. Yung talaga yung nakikita ko, tuwing nakikita ko siya na parang, okay, ang toxic na, pero, aso siya eh.
Kasi na yung aso siya eh.
You cannot argue with that, logic.
Aso siya eh, wala tayong magagawa eh.
Yeah, what they call this, ano, I think Mr. Peanut Butter, a lot of people would say na Mr. Peanut Butter is the epitome of toxic positivity. And they're right. But I would also argue that Mr. Peanut Butter also shows truth dun sa kasabihan na ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
Ay, meron akong favorite side character, Mem. Alam kong wala siyang kinalaman sa book show. But I fucking love what they did with Margo Martindale. As in yung...
Sino
yun? Yung ano, character actress Margo Martindale.
Oh my God. In fairness, ang dami niyang ginawa sa Bojack. Na, ano mo yun, unnecessary. Unnecessary character siya. Pero ano, may, para siyang naging Ajinomoto ng Bojack Horseman.
yung nagtatago pala siya sa kumbento all this
time. Oh my God.
Yung siya yung ano,
sa yung siya nagpe-pretend na ano, wala siya naaalala.
Love na lang ko siya.
Oh, siya sobrang maliit na character. Ang dami talaga nangyari sa buhay niya buong series.
Mangtawang-tawa ako yung ano ba yun? Nalimutan ko na episode na may nananakaw ba sila? Yung nakipagbarilan siya. Yung I'll never take you alive!
Yung ano, yung sa parang bank ba yun? Ay, hindi, parang museum. Kasi magsushoot sila ng secretariat.
I love and to me yung actor mismo na si Margo Martindale to play a fictional, to me actually kudos to all those real actors that lent their voices to play really shitty versions of themselves. Alam mo yan, I mean kudos to Jessica Biel, as in sobrang bad.
This is Jessica unbelievable.
Sobrang shitty niya doon. Sobrang bitch siya talaga doon. Pero wala. Sabi niya, sige, panindigan natin to.
Excuse me, why is someone acknowledging me? I'm a big star, you know?
Tapos si Andrew Garfield nahulog sa butas.
Oh my God, oo nga.
Oh my
Ma'am,
God.
Si Daniel Radcliffe. Si Daniel Radcliffe.
Yung I would sana like to sa say, show. Ano ba yung parang, game show?
Yeah. Yung final question kay Bojack, diba? Kasi diba, ang the premise doon is hindi niya, hindi, nagpapanggap si Daniel na hindi niya naalala si Bojack Horseman. So si Bojack Horseman, yung premise ng game show, you just have to, para siyang Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, pero yung mapapanalunan mo is what they call this. Ibibigay sa charity. Tapos final question na for ano, for Bojack Horseman. Tapos natin. Bojack Horseman, who plays the titular character in the series Harry Potter? Tapos sabi ni Bojack, I'd like to say
Elijah Wood.
Tawang-tawa ako. Context guys, sa mga hindi ma, sa mga hindi alam sa pop culture. Lagi na pagpapalit si Daniel Radcliffe at Elijah Wood because they look the same. Anyway.
Anyways, ang pero 'yun, siguro ako favorite character ko si Dayan kasi nakaka-relate talaga ako dun sa depression era niya.
I'm not surprised that you related to Dayan.
Yep, tas 'yun, the fact na gusto niyang i-save lahat ng tao around her.
Yeah.
Without even thinking about saving herself.
Grabe yung monologue niya, yung why you go to Vietnam.
Yes!
As in, actually, dun sumabog yung GC natin when you watch that episode.
Oo! Tangina niya talaga.
Iyak ka ng iyak.
Grabe, iyak talaga ako ng iyak kay Dayan. Kasi yung struggle niya sa depression and the fact na parang masaya naman siya kay, ano, kay Mr. Peanut Butter. Pero parang hindi siya masaya talaga at all. That's because she doesn't love herself. Ganon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God!
Parang you see your soon to be ex-husband flirting with another girl in a party and hey, it's okay, it's a party, they're drunk, it's probably just a fling, but then you see him put his hands on his at the small
oh sobrang
back.
Sakit noon puta as in kasi ako okay, tanggap ko naman na yung mga ex ko okay lang ganun mag ano, pero kapag nakita ko na ginagawa niya yung ginagawa niya sa akin sa iba,
syempre yung bro chaka.
Dark, mare. Nanonood ka. Mabinobrocha niya ibang babae. Dark.
Hindi, I mean, like, yung ano, like, for example, hinawakan yung kamay, tas yung may pa-stroke on how, like, parang, kung paano niya hinahawakan yung kamay ko. Like, girl, maapektuhan ako sa ganun in real life.
Yeah. Alam mo, I like Mr. Peanut Butter because I think I gravitate towards those kinds of people. You know, if anything, if I have a pattern, most of the guys I've been involved with are more or less golden retrievers. So, and I gravitate towards those people. You know, they have some innate positivity or they have some innate kid quality in them, which I don't have. So, you know, ang point ko lang naman dito, Mr. Peanut Butter, I would smash. Charot!
Isa ka din ba dun sa ano, oddly na libugan na nagsisex sila ni Dayan sa
Mr. Peanut Butter, frack me!
Sarang ako, what
kasi
this?
Hindi pa ako dito. Alam mo, in fairness, ako hindi ko nakitang fuckable si Mr. Peanut Butter kasi sobrang bait niya. Tapos nung ginawa niya yun, yung nag-cheat siya, sabi ko, ay, parang humat si Mr. Peanut Butter. Alam mo, kaya tayo ano nasasaktan eh. Kaya tayo sasaktan.
Pero na-reveal mo yung sarili mo dun ah. Na-attract siya kay Mr. Peanut Butter nung naging shitty oh.
ako, ang gusto ko kay Mr. Peanut Butter is yung mga ginagawa niyang dog stuff in the background. Like for example, yung sinundo niya si Dayan from the airport. Tapos in-open niya yung trunk ng car niya. Panay, ang tawag dito?
Tennis balls.
Tapos nung nag-roll siya, hey! Alam mo, it's background stuff, but then, ala, ang cute. And, you know, that endears me towards him. But of course, diba, we acknowledge yung toxic positivity. Yung toxicity ng characteristic din ni Mr. Peanut Butter. At saka awang-awa ako sa kanya nung na-realize na patay na yung magulang niya. Parang, no, my mom is okay. She just went on a farm. But then, you know, they don't have internet and choo-choo-choo-choo and I can't visit them. Tapos bigla may pumasok na side character. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, man. Your mom is dead. No. It's just, I can't go there because, oh, my God, my mom is dead.
Kasi, diba, yun yung sinasabi nila pag namamatay yung mga aso, pumupunta sa farm.
They went to the farm. Yun yung excuse na sinasabi sa mga bata. And then sabi niya, tapos jump to mga 10-15 minutes later. No, I feel sorry for my dad. He's all alone in the farm. And then, oh my God, my dad is dead too. Oh!
Tapos yung ano siya, yung depressed era niya, yung depressed era niya, pero yung pinipilit niya maging depressed, pero hindi kasi golden retriever siya.
Oh, Mr. Peanut Butter. But of course, diba, I think one of the highlights din ng BoJack Horseman was Sarah Lynn.
Yes. Of course, yeah. I can't say, hindi ko siya pwedeng, how do I say this delicately? Hindi ko naman siya favorite, pero grabe yung work ng character.
Yes. Si Sarah Lynn ang pinaka nag-trigger sa akin.
And si Sarah Lynn to me was one of the biggest victims there.
Yeah.
Yes,
BoJack's toxicity. Mm-hmm.
Si Sarah Lynn sumalo lahat, no? Uh-oh. Mula pagkabata niya pa lang.
Oh my God, I just realized this. Wala ngang anak si BoJack, but because Sarah Lynn is his fictional daughter, naapektuhan niya ng malala si Sarah Lynn.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, you know.
Oo nga, no?
Don't be a shitty parent. Sure.
Hello, nga.
That planetarium scene was done so. I mean, guys, if we're looking at it at a very clinical point of view, that planetarium scene was done so perfectly. There was no fanfare. It was just, I want to be an architect. And then see Sarah Lynn, we're not specs in the universe. And then Sarah Lynn. And then afternoon.
Oh my God. Tapos ang tagal bago magkaroon. Ang tagal bago magkaroon ng explanation kung anong nangyari kay Sarah Lynn. And like, it drove me insane. Like, ano ba nangyari kay Sarah Lynn? Tapos sa huli, yung sa 17 minutes, dun ko talaga, like, syempre before, naaawa pa ako kay BoJack, ganon. Yeah, tapos parang, okay, forgivable pa siya, kasi wala naman siyang sinasaktan na yun. Alam mo yun, like, parang na-excuse ko pa yung behavior niya. Tapos nung nalaman kay 17 minutes, parang, shit, BoJack, paano na kita pagtatanggol sa sarili ko ngayon? Ano na? Paano na kita maging favorite character? Ano, BoJack, panalo mo naman ako. Pero talaga, wala na.
Alam mo yung episode na yan, yung nagpaikot ng sikmura ako eh. Like, hindi ko kasi alam kung anong mararamdaman ko, kung magagalit ba ako. Lagi ko iniisip, bakit niya nagawa yun, yung mga ganun.
Tsaka yung all the little things na ginawa ni BoJack na, alam mo yun, super subtle, pero like, ang laki ng effect pala pag inisip mo. Like, yung for example, yung sa girl na, yung sa New Mexico, yung sa boat.
Tapos, gabi na PTSD yung girl nun dahil kay BoJack.
Yeah, tapos yung sa alcohol, yung na-alcohol poisoning, tapos dinala niya sa prom. Kasi, to be honest, ginagawa natin yun dati eh. Like, yung kapag, as stupid as we are, like, kapag kabata tayo, sige, inom pa tayo, ganyan. Ano ka ba? Minsan na tayo maging bata, tapos di natin alam na may naapektuhan na tayong ibang tao because of because of our actions. So, like, na grabe talaga yun yung effect, no? Pero super subtle lang nung like hindi dun yung naging focus. Tapos biglang at the end of the day nakikita mo na yung characters nagkaroon ng effect sa kanila. Yung ano dun, parang di ba nakalimutan ko na yung about dun sa alcohol poisoning. Tapos naalala ko kasi binanggit dun sa ano, yung sa party, yung sa college party, kasi hindi di daw makainom yung girlfriend niya, ganun-ganun, dahil nga daw na PTSD because of that night. And I'm like, tang ina mo, BoJack, apakasama ng ugali mo.
I think that's that, no? But that's the wonderful thing about BoJack Horseman as a show. It constantly challenges din yung limits natin on what we can forgive. And at the same time, it also challenges, because I think, diba, recently, diba, nag-trend sa Twitter yung stop cancel culture. Ako lang may nakakita nun sa Twitter.
Hanggang ngayon. This is related to the recent events na nangyayari, which I think we have an episode regarding cancel culture. ako naman, before saying who my favorite character is, ako naman, I think, just to make that long story short, if people need to be accountable for things that they've done, they deserve the call out.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, pag and wala nang nuance yung pag-call out, sometimes we're just canceling people for the sake of cancellation. Yun yung pangit doon. But then, if you know, kung sasalain mo yun, especially the gravity of the actions of BoJack, alam mo yun, I'm very, ito yun eh, it's also, again, very complex. You feel very sorry for people who are canceled.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
true. You feel very sorry for them. But at the end of the day, these people who are... And the thing is, they're adults. These people, before they venture into the... I totally get. Kaya nga, yung mga, ano, yung mga stop-cancel culture, nagigets ko yun eh, when it comes to, for example, let's say, yung parang case na nangyari kay Doja Cat. Like, you know, she made a lot of, like, really nasty songs when she was younger. But now she's matured and she gets it. You know, she shouldn't do that. Pero, you know, yung people who are actual adults venturing into actions that they know will harm and hurt other people, I really think you deserve the call out. And it's the same with... Ito yung kay Boja. Yes, what he did 20 years ago, they were bad. Yes, he was trying to change. But then, in his adult life, he also did a lot of shitty things. And he was not sorry for them.
Yeah, I think yun yung biggest takeaway. Nahuli siya.
Yes.
Exactly. So, I really think if you get called out at some point, totoo yun, complex yun. Ako, for example, recently, it's quite dark, but I do have a friend na sort of na-cancel siya and it ended badly. And when that ended, I felt so bad for that friend. I felt so bad. But then at the same time, I was thinking, you know what? He knew what he was doing. So why I feel sympathy at the same time. I feel that, you know, the only person na captain ng actions niya was him.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, yung favorite ko, putang ina, biglang bumait. Ako, nakaka-relate ako, of course, kay Princess Caroline, number one dun sa fertility issues niya and overworking. Ayun, I kind of have that attitude na ganun din si Princess Caroline, di ba? Parang she had big dreams. She wanted to achieve these dreams through any means possible. Although hindi naman ako ganun, kahit hindi ako ganun. I just relate dun sa fact na si Princess Caroline, she had a lot of hurt or she went through a lot of hurt when she was young. But now, you know, she's trying to take control of her life kasi.
Yeah.
Pero yun yung nakaka-relate ako kay Princess Caroline na yung grip niya naman sometimes is too tight.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, no, everything is under control. Pero alam mo yung parang, di ba yung episode niya, yung ganda ng episode niya, yung nagmumultiply siya, ang dami-dami niya. Mm-hmm. Kasi ang dami niyang ginagawa, ang dami niyang taong kailangan itend, ang daming, but then you know, she's always just trying to market herself as this somebody who was just so put together. That's why Judah was so perfect for her.
Well, it's a good thing you had your Judah then.
Yeah. I think that too. And also, nakaka-relate ako kay Todd in a sense na I'm just always confused about things and then sometimes they land. Kaya kasi na-point out ko kanina yung toxicity ni Todd na parang sometimes there are things na feeling ko I just stumbled on them.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very lucky. But, you know, I can never, I should stop cruising on that. Alam mo yung gano'n? Na parang I really need to own my shit up. Which I think I'm doing naman. Pero alam mo yun, parang I can't rely on these things anymore.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I feel called out because...
Why?
Parang 90% of what I do now in life are accidental.
But, you know, na-realize ko din naman na... In kasi of course Todd is a cartoon. I think sa case natin naman in real life, the network that we built when we were working before, that also helped us.
Of course naman. Oh.
Where we are now. Sometimes kasi yung kay Todd sobrang odd eh. Yung yun nga yung naging
so
CEO na lang siya bigla. O yung governor na siya. Parang ate, effort naman na onte. So yun, na I relate to Todd a bit because, you know, he's just so confused. And parang, ay, andito na ako. Parang ganon. Pero most of all, I think I really, really do relate to Princess Caroline. I'm not saying I'm such a corporate bad bitch. I'm not that.
Far from it.
But I am that type of. And di ba nga naalala ko nung episode natin na I'm the toxic one. That's the toxicity I pointed out sa sarili ko. Because I think I have such a grip on, you know, my life. When people mess up, yung parang my automatic knee-jerk reaction is, my God, why can't you be like me? I'm in control of my life, okay? I'm so responsible. You should do better. But you know, like, ika nga sabi ni Sari, you have to really also take into consideration the kind of world that these people are growing up in.
Yeah, yeah.
The universe that they've developed, you know, their values in. Because, you know, not everybody can be so in control.
Yeah, because all traumas are unique.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
just to point out, diba, yung trauma ng mom ni Bojack is the result of, you know, her what they call this, of her upbringing, of her background, all that stuff. What they call this, you know, as a rich bitch, diba? She was a rich bitch, you know, growing up. She had a silver spoon in her mouth. Same with Ben with Bojack, because I think it gives us pause. The show affords us pause to think na, okay, he's a shitty person, but what do you call this? I might just have to give myself some distance and remember and try to understand where this person is coming from. Because I don't think nobody chooses to be bad in the first place. I think that's one of my biggest motto in life. I think if people knew the right choice, or if people knew a better choice, they would do the better choice. But if they're not equipped for it, or if they're not equipped to understand it, they're not going to do it. Diba? And at the same time, I think one of the biggest takeaways then from BoJack Horseman is, you know, I went into a BoJack binge for the past few days, and I was watching some reaction videos and stuff. And one of the most beautiful things that I've heard is that recognition doesn't mean change.
Yes.
Oh my God. That is true.
Recognition doesn't mean change. Like, for example, for example, I know I'm toxic. I know I'm this. I know I'm that. I know I'm that. I everything that you're saying, I've already told myself. Yeah, and then what?
Because yun yung ano eh, yun yung naging ugali ni Bojack eh.
For
many, many episodes. He's always like, di ba yun niya yung costo nagsigawan nata sila ni Todd? Parang, alam ko na yung mali ko. I'm trying to change, okay? Mm. Parang, it's, and to me, that's one of the my pet peeves sa mga tao. Yung, they're verbalizing it so that you don't point it out to them na.
Yeah.
Na, alam mo, toxic ka. Di, alam ko toxic ako. No, parang sit down, think about that. Think about that shitty attitude that you have. Yeah.
I'm guilty of that.
Especially of course, I think we are. Because you're only trying to protect yourself. Yeah. You know,
especially during my younger years.
Yeah, you don't want people to
I feel you. Like at some point in my life, I did that as well.
I think
pero
all
more
of
on,
us are...
Eh, medyo dayan talaga ako, siguro talaga.
Deserve na deserve mong maging komportable in your own skin, lalo na sa pabago-bagong panahon. Kaya ngayon pa lang, turn to the most trusted all-purpose medicine products like United Home. United Home, manufactured by Unilab, created 3 different products that target different skin conditions para ma-survive mo yung everyday grind without any distractions or discomfort. Unang-una, meron tayong United Home Dermatech, the best solution para sa inyong pangangati sa balat like psoriasis, atopic dermatitis, or eczema. This is also available at half a price in all leading drugstore brands. Oh, gusto niyo yon? So make sure to include this on your shopping list or grocery list. Ito pa mga kapitbahay. They have the number 1 wheat fields ointment in the market. United Home Wheat Fields help treat alipunga, buni, an-an, and a lot more fungal infections. Pero if ang problema mo naman ay acne and scabies or yung tinatawag nating galis, United Home Sulfent naman ang makakatulong sa'yo. It can soften and loosen the crusts on your skin and can destroy itch mite that causes galis. O, diba mga kapitbahay, ano po bang hinihintay nyo? Try nyo na. And welcome United Home to your homes today. Avail these products at Mercury Drug and other leading drugstores nationwide or by clicking the link on the description and see how much better life can be when itch doesn't come in the way. Sabi nga ng mga nanay, United Home. Ganun.
Ikaw, Sari, sino yung person na, okay, if they're not your favorite, I think you most identify with Sari.
Sari! Ganun mo yung Sari!
Kabayan?
Nakamute pala ako. Ayun. Kung ano ba ako pinaka nag-identify? Alam mo, hindi ko, nung pinanood ko siya, hindi ko kasi siya talaga sinakyan. In a sense, nakikita ko yung sarili ko sa kanila. Parang more on na-amaze kasi parang yung focus ko lagi sa panonood is na-amaze ako sa kung paano gumagaod yung buhay nila. Na parang kung hindi ko sila kilala, hindi ko alam na ganun yung mangyayari sa kanila or ganito nila tinatry baguhin yung buhay nila or yung paano yung nagiging journey nila to be a better person. So parang, well, hindi ako nakarelate pero kaya ako parang sobrang not really rooting pero holding on to parang anong tawag dito kay Mr. Peanut Butter kasi siya yung isang malaking reminder sa akin na parang maaaring iba yung realidad ng bawat isang tao.
Kasi aso siya.
Kasi aso siya.
Kaya parang
go, sorry.
Si Mr. Peanut Butter, kalimutan mo ng aso siya, pero kung what if yung lumaki siya sa ganung environment nga. Kaya ganun siya kaya ganun siya mag-isip, ganun siya mag-react, ganyan. So pag nakakakita na ako ng ibang tao ngayon, lagi ko iniisip, bakit kaya siya ganito mag-isip? Bakit kaya ganito siya mag-react? Ano kaya ang mundo niya? Ano kaya ang kwento niya? Parang ganun. So ganun ko tinitingnan niyo yung bawat character. And kung meron man akong talagang kinapitan na character, si BoJack yun. Kasi I want to see him win. Kasi parang iniisip ko, a main character siya sa buhay na ito na pinapanood ko. Eh ako yung main character sa buhay ko eh. So parang kailangan manalo din ako. Kailangan maintindihan ko yung halaga na nakikita kong sinasayang ni BoJack. Kaya sobrang heartbroken ako na shit. Ganun nag-end up yung buhay niya. Kasi parang hindi gusto ko makakita ng panalo kasi talong-talo na ako eh.
I think yung consolation sa ending ng BoJack is para siyang who wrote the book The Hours?
Michael Cunningham.
Michael Cunningham. Yung consolation sa ending ng BoJack is yung kwento nila dahil tayo nanonood tayo in the case of a book naman, binabasa mo siya, titigil siya pag tapos na yung libro, tapos na yung series. Pero parang I think yung BoJack, ganun yung consolation ng ending niya na BoJack was really, ako this time, parang yung bawal cycle ni BoJack na tinatry niyang magbago, yung nag-teacher pa siya in everything.
Sorry, narinig ba na suminga ako?
Hindi.
Hindi.
Sorry,
parang yung bawat cycle nung tinatry ni BoJack magbago, bawat cycle nun, he learned and learned and learned from that. And I think yung peace that I got from that ending, to me yun yung consolation. Pero I'm also saying this para hindi na malungkot si Sari. Papasayahin kita, Sari. Parang, parang di ba, parang una nagtry siya magbago, nagtry siya mag-sorry, hindi nagawa, tapos nagtry pa siyang, yung nagtry siya mag-rehab, tapos again, he fell. Nagtry siyang mag-teacher, and he thought he was really getting there, but it was really through facing all of his sins na alam mo yun, and then nalugmok siya. That's why I think, you know, we get sad sa ending ng BoJack because he lost his career, he lost the rights to his show, he went to prison, tumanda siya significantly towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
Oo.
But, you know, I think yung consolation nun, once the show ends, parang to us, of course, the viewers, natapos yung kwento. But if you think about it, I think he finally got it. And if you think about it in a wider sense, na yung buhay ni BoJack, he will soon be okay. Not okay in a sense that we want him to win an award or something. But you know, I think he will find the clarity he needs. Nandun na siya eh, nung ending nung show, he was finally acknowledging na, yeah, I think because of everything I did, I will lose some of my friends. And it's implying...
And he did.
And he did. He, I think,
literal walang natira sa kanya.
Yeah,
he lost Diane.
He lost Diane. He lost Todd. Princess Carolyn won't represent him anymore, and he lost Princess Carolyn as a friend. But at the same time, I think, you know, yun yung consolation nun na this is really what should happen for him to finally understand how shitty his actions were. And the show might, you know, the show might have stopped, but in, you know, in a grander scheme, may mga taong ganun eh. Once they lose everything, that's just really when they, oh my God. Parang, that's why I was saying, parang si Robert Downey din, di ba? Remember, parang nag-viral yung lowest point of his life na yan, na parang lasing na lasing siya, or high na high siya, tapos bumangga siya sa somewhere, tapos alam mo yun, he went to rehab, and then he finally picked himself up. And to me, that's what makes me feel, I mean, it makes me feel sad that he lost everything, but at the same time, I really think that he had to go through that rough to finally see, and to finally start. Alam yun, the series ended, but the start of BoJack turning into an actual good person. Yun. That's how it ended.
Yeah. You know,
ako, may tanong ako.
Go.
Nagwa-wonder ba kayo kung ano yung kung ano yung sulat ng kapatid ni BoJack sa kanya?
O ano, ayaw niya na ulit siya makita.
Oh my God. Tapos di ba doon siya nagpakamatay kasi parang yun na yung one last grip niya. Kasi he lost everything. Sabi nga, pagka nawala pati sa kanya ito, wala na. Tapos yun yung isa ko favorite episode, yung nakita niya lahat ng patay sa buhay niya.
The View from Halfway Down.
The View from Halfway Down. So yun, oo. Yeah. I think, yeah, it's very sad. I think, but I think that's also part of how we change. Sometimes some people don't reach that point eh, that they lose everything that they have before they realize how wrong they were. Yeah. But there are people that really go through that rough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think yung ending naman ng BoJack, it wasn't like he was giving up. Mm-hmm. To me, that's how I felt. Na parang when he lost everything, yeah, he finally understood that he was losing all his friends and everything. But to me, ako, I'd like to make myself feel better. I think he was not giving up.
Ako but, din. Kasi diba, nung nasa prison siya, like, he made, like, actual, like, things to do there.
Yeah.
Then, so, like, he's not actually giving up. Like, alam niya na yung mga rason kung bakit siya pumunta sa jail. And that's why he's spending his time there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yun.
In one
haba
of the things,
ng episode na to.
Oo nga eh. And
I
just
love
to,
it.
Know,
oh my gosh.
I think we will do two parts.
Just to part, no? Parang ano lang. Just to end the discussion. One of the things that I always tell myself and something that I learned from. It's so weird, no? Parang 10 years ago, if you said that you learned something from, you learned this from the internet, people would call you, what the fuck, man? You learned something from the internet. Really? Internet ang reference mo. But now everything is from the internet. Anyway. One of the quotes that, you know, really stuck to me is, I just forgot who wrote it, but I remember writing it down as a journal. I might revisit it one of these days. But these are the days that must happen. It's just that very short quotation, but it made so much sense to me that in order for things to pan out the way they should as they must, there are days that must happen. And I think whenever I'm in a bind or whenever I feel bad or whenever I feel down or when things are not going my way, I just have to remind myself, these are the days, maybe these are the days that must happen in order for me to see what I'm supposed to see. Because when you've been down for so long, eventually you'll have no choice but to look up. Or if not look up, but to look around you. In order to gain a change in perspective. And I think that's one of the beauties of the show, because it really shows really the depths of how depression can really be. Mm-hmm. Where it can lead people, where it could push people, you know, one way or another. And I think that's one of the reasons why I I enjoy those kinds of show. BoJack, Daria, I think, is somehow very similar. I would say it's a precursor.
Fleabag. Woo, 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 woo.
Fleabag. What do you call it? I'm talking about animated, so Beavis and Butthead. Daria. So those are very old animated TV shows that yung mga pinapalabas sa Adult Swim. Nabutan mo pa ba yun, Athena, Adult Swim?
Hindi.
Hindi mo rin nabutan. Yung Adult Sims.
Adult Sims! Ano?
Hindi. Adult Swim.
Adult Swim.
It's a series of TV, of mga cartoon series na pinapalabas sa Cartoon Network nun, but only from 10 a.m.
Wala kaming cable nung bata ako eh. Encantadia girl ako, sorry na.
Anyway, sige. But yeah, that's my takeaway. That's why I enjoyed BoJack Horseman. Although I have to say, it was also a pain to watch because I think BoJack Horseman is really an anti-hero. And it's very modern sense of the word. You want to root for him, pero tangina man, it's just one whole shithole after another. Parang when you think he's already done the worst, tangina, this is enough.
Sabi ni ano, have you hit your rock bottom? Sabi ni BoJack, I can go lower.
How low can you go?
I can go lower.
It's like watching a Limbo show. How low can you go? That's what it is. So that's why, you know, when you watch it with caution, but at the same time, watch it with a certain lens. Mm-hmm. That's my advice when you watch BoJack Horseman. Don't watch it on a very empathetically.
Yes. Oh my God, that's my biggest mistake ever, guys.
That's why I think it was a challenge, no? Because I'm not gonna say BoJack is a hard watch. I don't wanna turn off people. BoJack is a good watch.
It's hard to watch.
It's a fucking good watch. But at the same time, the realizations that you get while watching these animated animals, you know, are like, oh fuck. Alam mo yon. It's a good watch. And I think, yeah, we're talking about challenges and challenging ourselves. BoJack is a challenging material to process. It's not so difficult to watch, you know. The series, things happen from point A to point B, but it is challenging to analyze because I think it gives you the chance to really look into yourself and challenge yourself to look at your toxicities. I don't want to give the impression that BoJack is all about people being toxic. It's not. It's actually very funny. It has its moments. But still, that's one of the things that BoJack is trying to tell you.
Yeah.
You know what? We have things that we have to grapple with inside of us. Even if people from the outside see you as positive, like Todd and Mr. Peanut Butter. And, you know, even if sometimes people think you're empowering, like Princess Carolyn. And, you know, and lalo na, if people think of you as somebody who's shitty, which is BoJack. And, you know, a lot of haters ni Diane. Madaming, I don't know, for some weird reason, from blogs and pages, some people hate Diane. You know, they don't like Diane nga daw because, I don't know, I'll look into that. Pero parang they don't like Diane
nga. Kasi ano, super pa-woke niya.
De, tsaka she's imposing nga. Parang she's imposing na, dapat wag mo gawin yan, dapat gawin mo to. Pero actually siya, shitty person din siya. So yun, that's why people don't like Diane. Because she's really the one that's most vocal about, stop doing that. Pero siya din naman, parang ang dami niyang imperfections. So ayun, I think, that's the challenge of BoJack, if we're gonna go back to the challenge. You know, it's everybody here, nobody is unscathed, I think. Even in real life, I think even the positivest, you know, most pleasant people that we have, they have stuff they have to sort out to be better people. And then when you want to be a better person, I just like to say, if you wanna be a better person, don't be a better person because gusto ko ng magandang karma or parang gusto ko people will like me. I think you have to be a better person because that's the right thing to do. To be less of a burden to others, to be able to help others, and you know, to be para maging tahimik at tauhay yung buhay ng iba when they are around you. You're doing that for others. But also, numero uno, you should do it for yourself because it's moral and it's correct to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody is completely good. But you know what? Striving to get there, that's how it should be. Because to be a menace to others is automatically wrong. That's why I said you need the call out. You deserve the call out if you were menacing to others. But to strive to get there, to be a good person, that's how it should be. There's no other thing that the world should go towards except to be good and better for others. Wala namang relihiyon na nagpipreach ng kasamaan eh. Di ba? All religions were made, I think, because people wanted to delineate what was correct or not. Everything that we do, you know, when we made the laws, it's because we wanted to point out that these things are correct and these things are wrong. So that's where we should all be heading. That's the challenge of BoJack to me. And that's the challenge for us as people.
Yeah.
You can't be completely good. But to be willing to go there, that's how it should be, I think.
Mm-hmm. And that in itself is one of the biggest challenge.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Grabe, feeling ko napaka-passionate natin for this episode. And dami nating feelings for the longest about BoJack Horseman. But yeah.
Tagal natin din nag-usap kasi.
So yan mga kapitbahay. So that's our first challenge for what they call this for this season. Kung may mga naisip ko yung challenge na pwede namin gawin, sige, pwede natin gawin yan. It could be something we read, but you know, for now, kami muna mag-decide. So, ang next challenge.
Weekly ba to? Weekly ba? I mean, kasi that means kung week, sorry, this might be on off the record. Because I think if we just do weekly challenge, then our episodes is just talking about the weekly challenge.
No, not all. Not all.
Ah, okay.
Parang let's all agree na are we parang we need to give ourselves space to do the challenges first and then
sige.
So, on next challenge natin, as requested by Athena, is one thirst trap a day challenge.
Oh my God, it's so fitting for me and my situation right now.
Guys, medyo, alam nyo, mahilig ako mag-selfie, magpa-sexy. Pero gusto ko lang tanong yung hangganan ng thirst trap kasi huwag natin kalimutang may asawa na ako.
But for you, what do you consider as a thirst trap?
Ah, sige. One
like,
nipple a day.
Kahit cleveraging lang, cleveraging Camerlu. Ako, syempre, mga ano. Ako, dahil naghanap ako ngayon ng ano, and siguro, mga lazy keme. Mga
ganun ba dapat?
O, di sa akin lang. Di sa akin lang. Gusto ko yung
grabe yung tackle.
Sige.
one, what they call this? One...
Uy, hala, kailan natin i-start to? OMG, as in, ngayon na ba? Or pagka-post pa ng episode?
Feeling ko ano,
kasi ready na ako for
lahat.
Ano?
Pag ready ng lahat, sabi natin, guys, ready na ba kayo for a thirst trap a day? Yarn.
So technically 7. Tapos every day, dapat may iba-iba yung post.
Kailangan iba-iba yung post kasi bawal dayain.
Ano, kasi ako, lagi akong neck up lang eh. Or dede up, ganon.
Oh, basta, ano, what they call this, that's up to you. But of course, we appreciate variety.
Wow, variety.
Uy, OMG, excited na talaga ako. Oh my God.
So, mga kapitbahay, kung kayo din, gusto nyo rin itry yung one thirst trap a day challenge, let us know.
Alam nyo guys,
I think when we release this, we will later talk pa about the thirst trap a day. So maybe we might have another episode talking about something else. Mm-hmm. So if you are willing, you know, let's decide on a week.
Let's decide in a week. We'll go on through this journey together.
So, pag narinig nyo tong episode na to, mag-message na kayo or mag-post na kayo sa group na ano, kailan na, tangina, let's go! Ganun.
Hubara na,
tangina nyo! Nasabay-sabay tayo. Sabay-sabay tayong mag...
Tapos lagay ninyo, Hubaderos for Lenny.
Gagawag! Sabihan na naman madam. Tayo mga kakampik, mga ano, hipokrita, ganun.
Makakampokpok.
O makakampokpok, masabi na naman sa atin, mga hipokrita kayo, akala nyo kung sino kayo mga santa, pero ang dudumin nyo. Ganun yung lagi ko.
Charot lang, Madam Lenny.
Ay, guys, nakita niya yung ipasok si Dick, sabi ni Lenny, tama na yan. In her most motherly way.
What did she say? She said that in Bicol.
Atama na yan, huwag pasaway.
Dai magpasaway.
Oo. Tapos gusto ko yung itsura niya kasi, yung natatawa siya, pero parang, ay, bad yarn.
Yung parang nag-stop pa siya. Sige, I will let you have your fun. I 3, 2, 1. Tapos na. Oh,
siguro Monday. After 3 chants, stop na.
Dai diba parang, magpasaway.
Ito si Dick, ano, si Senator Dick Gordon, si Mata, wow! Pasok si Dick! Pasok si Dick! Sila niya, oh, tama na.
Tulan na, charot na.
Tangina ko ako yan, Dick, come here.
Yarn.
Ayan, thank you mga kapitbahay. Also, shout out kay Natalie, kung ano man yung ginagawa mo ngayon, take care. We'll support you from here, okay? Also, we'd like to take this chance, of course, to always think spot. Always thanks. Ano ba to?
English yun, Marsa. Sure.
We'd like to take this chance to thank Podcast Network Asia. Maraming salamat for not letting us go. Kahit bojack kami ng buhay din.
Kahit, wow. Nagtitake accountability na po.
Charot lang po, Podcast Network Asia. Thank you very much for continuing to support us. Love namin kayo. And of course, guys, please listen din sa aming mga co-affiliates. You can check them out sa Podcast Network Asia's website. Again. Woo, grabe, sobrang haba ng kuda. Naubusan ako ng English. That's all the time we have for today. Again, this is Utes.
This is Ina.
This is Sari.
And Athena here.
And y'all just listen to Goozers. Back in the 90s, I was in a famous TV show.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.